There's been a lot of talk lately about IPOs, especially with Elon Musk's company SpaceX hitting the public market, a move which will likely make him the world's first trillionaire. So what exactly is an IPO? Well, it stands for Initial Public Offering. It's when a private company sells shares to the public for the first time, moving the business onto the stock exchange. Companies do this mostly because it makes them more money. So to expand on that, before an IPO, businesses can only raise capital through private investors. But by hitting the stock market, leaders can maintain majority ownership and control of the company while making more money by selling shares to the public. It also means investors and founders can sell off all or some of their share in the company. Elon Musk's space exploration company, SpaceX, which also owns Starlink and XAI, was worth about $1.25 trillion when it filed for the biggest IPO ever. So if you're not mega rich like Elon Musk, or if you don't want to buy shares in this particular venture, why does it matter when big companies go public? Well, using the SpaceX example, the IPO means Mr. Musk's company will now be listed on NASDAQ, the second largest stock exchange in the world, which in turn influences the Australian Stock Exchange. If you've got shares exposed to US markets like ETFs, those will now be affected by any big raises and crashes for SpaceX. And even if you don't do any trading yourself, your savings could still be tied to this company because millions of other investors around the world, including all of Australia's major superannuation funds, are exposed to it. Along with SpaceX, two other massive artificial intelligence companies, OpenAI and Anthropic, are also gearing up for IPOs. On top of the implications for the global economy, this is also significant for the future of AI generally, because once on a public stock exchange, companies are subject to public market scrutiny, pushing them to disclose more risks than they've had to before.